Well, I went to work at Woolworths, actually. I was 14 when I went to work at Woolworths. I worked there for a while in Leeds on Brigitte. I was an assistant. I worked on the drapery counter on the wall side. I can remember that. And I worked there for so long. And then I went to college for shorthand and typing. I didn't get on very well with shorthand, but I did my typing. And I went to get another job, which was at Hulses. It was just looked like an old broken down building, old stone building with a tall chimney and steps up to the office and then steps down into the factory. And then there was another floor below where they did labelling bottles and tins. And then below that was where they made the paint, the jet glaze and the Zulu paint, the silver paint. And then they used to make bath enamel paint. My mum worked there, and she worked on what they called the Blitz Moth Killer department. She used to fill little boxes of Blitz Moth Killer. They were like crystals that, you know, were supposed to kill moths and that. As I say, when I became old enough to go into the office, my mum got me to go down there and see the boss that were there, and I got a job in the office then, and I worked there until I got married, till I left to get married.
And what other buildings were there apart from the main building?
The old building was there, and then later on they built two new brick buildings down at the bottom, nearer the canal, which, as I say, was what they called the cream place and a block of toilets, because the only toilets was that was inside. You could find out where you could go.
And you said there was a chimney. Was there a boiler house where they had boilers?
Yes, where they boiled out to make... for the paint to be made and that. I don't know whether it was a brick chimney or a stone chimney, but it was a tall chimney.
So what year did you start work there then?
Well, I'd be, 16. I must have been working down in factory before I was 16 with my mum filling Blitz cartons.
You did that as well, did you?
Yeah, before I could go in the office. That were it, yeah. Right. I always remember it being 45 when it was that bad winter, because... that morning I went, I couldn't find the steps. It was level with the road. And the steps down to the factory, if you just put your foot in, you just went straight down to the floor, you know, about five or six steps. But yes, I can remember that. And I remember Cliff Dennison coming to work. He lived down at Fishpoint Lock, and he would come in and he'd sacks tied round his legs for the snow. And it was really bad winter, was that, yeah.
Roughly how many people worked at Hulses?
About a dozen, I think.
And who was the boss?
Well, old Cliff was for a while, and then young Cliff took over. And then sometimes young Mr. Hulse had come down and see if everything was all right. But we had a chap that used to be in the office. They called him Mr. Line. He was an oldish chap. I don't know where he come from, but I can always remember him. He was the boss over the office.
And do you remember the names of anybody else who worked there?
Yes, there were a lady that used to live down here where the Chinese place is, and they called her Doris Jackson. She was always dressed in a boiler suit because she was the lady that dealt with mixing all the paint. And she was, you know, anybody not knowing her would take her for a man. But she was always dressed in a navy blue boiler suit. And she was a good worker. Very good worker.
Were most of the workers women?
Yeah. The men did the lifting of the, you know, the stuff that they put in the paint, that they made the paints with and that. But they're mainly women, yeah.
When you say paint, do you mean white paint that you would paint the walls with? Did they make that kind of thing as well?
No, it was like, you know, you paint your fireplace with jet glaze. And it was called jet glaze or Zulu black. And then the other one was silver paint. Two names for silver glaze and other the other name. And then, of course, they made enamel paints, which you could paint baths with. You know, if you wanted to resurface your bath, you did it with Zulu paint, but it was enamel paint. And they used to make nail varnish as well. And as I say, then they went on to cosmetic stuff, more or less, to shaving cream and stuff like that.
Where did the ingredients come from?
All we saw was just a railway lorry used to come with big containers and bring stuff. But as I say, I don't really know where it came from.
How did the finished product leave the factory?
The railway lorry came and took it. One part of the time, they used to have like a demonstration stall, counter or whatever you call it, in Lewis's in Leeds. Well, I was sent there once to go demonstrate this stuff. And they did that for a while, and then each of us had to take it in turns to go and talk about it all, and, you know, what you could do with it and what you couldn't do with it and what have you. And it was quite interesting at times, you know, but...
What did you actually do in the office then when you graduated to working in the office?
Well, I used to do all the invoices. We used to send stuff to all over the world. We used to send it to Monte Di Vio, and paints and stuff like that went to Falkland Islands or different islands that used to go, Scotland. And it was interesting to see where it was going. Well, I used to have to do the invoices and various copies and send them out to the agents that dealt with it. Though me and Alice, Edith and another girl worked in the office. We each all had us. And the telephone that we had were a box up one, you know, that sort of a telephone. I never used to like answering it. I used to say, Alice, phone. It was assigned to me, but I wouldn't answer it. So it were all, you know, could never get used to it.
And how did you make up the invoices? Did you have a typewriter?
Yeah, do about four or five copies of it and type them all. Sometimes it just depended on who were doing what job, you see. Sometimes Alice would do the post with the mail and what have you and what have you and that. And then there'd be Edith would do something. Sometimes a lot of stuff had to go up to the post office and one of us had to go up to the post office to do it all. It just sort of went round the office. There were an old lady. She used to live on Aberford Road, called Miss Charlesworth. She was like a school teacher, you know, in the office, what she says went, sort of thing. Like being back at school, you couldn't talk and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. You'd always to ask Miss Charlesworth if you could do it. And, oh, dear me, grown-up women asking another lady if you can go to the toilet. It was fun, really, you know. We had a good time, yeah.
And did girls meet boys there?
Well, if they did, they waited while they got out at Way of Applegarth.
All right, all right. So what were these Denisons like? Were they strict people or...?
I don't really know. I never really got on with, not with the girls anyway, you know, to certain extent. They always put you always felt as if you were here. They were up there here. Well, my boss, the boss over the office, he always used to say, you know, what's the matter, Sheila? So I said, well, you know, I just feel as if I'm always getting told for different things that I haven't done. And I said, when all's said and done, I might not be the oldest, but I've been here the longest. And everything were coming back to me. If anything were wrong, oh, see Sheila, she's done it, you know, and she's done this and she's done that. It got to the stage where I used to be there doing my work and not, you know, nobody talked to me or anything. And of course, you see, the girls, the father and brother were the bosses. And of course, they virtually did what they wanted, sort of thing. And one day I got really annoyed and my boss sent for me in office. And he says, now then, what's the matter? I says, well, I don't know it well, there were one of the girls away and the other one just brought all her work to me. Oh, do that, so-and-so's not coming today, you have to do that. I said, just a minute. I says, I'm doing two jobs here, you know. And I says, what's happening to her money? I says, I'm working twice the time that she did. And they got muttered and chunted and what have you. And I just, he asked me in office and I says, well, look, I says, anybody can work for nothing. I says, but I've been doing two jobs for so-and-so such a time. And I says, I've not got no thanks or any repercussions or anything for it, you see. So he says, oh, we'll see about that, Sheila. And it gradually got really nasty. In fact, in the end, I just packed my bags in. I said, well, anybody can work for nothing, and I'm not. And I just walked out. That was when decided I'd leave, you see. I knew I was going anyway, because I was getting married.
So how long did you work there altogether?
Well, I got married in 1952, and as far as I can remember, I was working there in 1945, so it's about 7 years, wasn't it?
And where did most of the other workers come from? Where did they live?
Well, some of them came from Methley. There was a girl that worked there. She came from Methley, which I kept in touch with her for a while. There were two girls, actually, from Methley. One came from Stanley, I think. As I say, the Denison girls were all in the office. But quite in the factory, there was... What they did, there was a girl that was virtually a cripple. It was a shame for her, but she was a blooming good worker. Her and her sister worked there, and her sister used to treat her awful. I used to feel sorry for her. But they came from Methley as well, funnily enough, you know. And so whether they came up on the train, I don't know. Never, you know, I was always there when they came, sort of thing. There was quite a few girls then, and men, of course. And all the Denison boys were there.
Do you know anything at all about Fred Hulse, the man who... owned the factory originally?
No. It was the younger one. He was a nice lad, was that? He always reminded me of a young student that had just come from college, you know. But he always looked quite smart, and he always spoke nicely. But after that, we didn't see a lot of them. They only used to come about once a month.
And did you get free samples to take home?
No.
For your mum?
No. No, don't do the same as everybody else. If you wanted a tin, you just borrowed it. Right. Once there were a break-in, and you can guarantee if police were there when you got there, you could always find a bag of stuff laid on the side. You used to pick it up as they went.
Well, were there break-ins regular then?
Sometimes they used to be quite... I think they were looking for shaving cream and nail polish and that, you know. There were nothing else really worth taking, you know, to that extent. Who wanted a tin of black paint for any?
Had the factory been going all through the war?
Well, yes, because my grandma worked there, you see. My grandma worked there making firelighters, so it must have been going a long while.